All right. Let's get your unified fields together by command code. Spirit. Please set spin ratios. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. 144-89. Initiate unified fields. Now allow your unified field to stretch out and out until it touches the unified field of the person next to you, creating a single unified field. Today we're going to start by shoring up the region of the Ukraine that's still experiencing war. There's some critical nexus points coming up in that region in the next several weeks, and we want to be sure that we support the energy for highest probability for peace. So we already have the nested grid around the region of the Ukraine and Russia that are involved in the fighting. But let's reinforce it with our intention. Imagine that you're seeing the map of the world, the Ukraine and Russia. You want to set a 12-sided structure and then a 20-sided structure. 12-sided structure, the 20-sided structure. 12-sided structure and a 20-sided structure. Then we're going to lay the double tetrahedron over it for stability. Now allow the collective unified field to move around, interpenetrating the nested grid. First, we're going to start by simply settling the unified field there to allow the fields of the people within the region to have an opportunity to unify and connect with their spirits. Please stand by for the transmission of the energy of divine love. And as that divine love energy is coursing through your collective unified field, charging the nested grid around the region, feel the energy of your unified grid swell with the added energy, the devic and elemental energy in the area. They will add their support from the physical plane as well. Stand by for transmissions from the planetary service grid to all elementals and devas in the region. That we may be one in a shared purpose, the peace and harmony, and for a cessation of violence and war. Violence on the personal scale and violence on the large scale. Stand by for the transmission of energy of peace to Elohim. Please stand by for the transmission of harmony energy. Beautiful gold and turquoise harmony. Stand by for the transmission of the energy of divine clarity, that all may see clearly the highest probability path to take, that all may see clearly the path through this war into peace. Please stand by for the energy of divine wisdom, that all there may be reminded that everything is one. The gold ray, divine wisdom. Now we're going to do something a little different. We're going to create a gate, an interdimensional gate, a temporary gate within the bounds of the nested grid. This is a gate specifically for the mediation core of the healing spirits congregate and come through to help those who are suffering from this war on either side with the trauma of war. A gate also for the healing specialists of those physically injured in the war. See a beautiful gate opening and light pouring through, reaching out helping hands to those who are suffering from this war. Who have lost in this war people that they love. Be an anodyne to grief and an antidote to fear. Very good. Now we will shut this gate when the healing beings have no more need of it. Thank you for your assistance in anchoring it into the physical plane. Now allow your collective unified field to rise and expand, moving towards the South Pole this time. This work we have just done was reactive. Now we are going to do proactive work. Allowing your collective unified field to expand once it reaches the South Pole, the southern pole of the planet. Allowing it to expand to enclose the Earth itself and the atmosphere and the energy fields of the Earth. Sending out the fuchsia ray of divine unity, threaded with the copper ray of communion. Unity is the state, communion is the means, the method by which you get to the unity, the act of unifying. While the unity, the fuchsia ray, is the unity itself, the being state of the unity. We have the yin and the yang, the active and the passive. Or more properly, the dynamic and the stable. Allowing this beautiful fuchsia, copper-infused light to soak into the energy fields of the planet, through the consciousness grids of the planet, into the planet itself, this physical mass of the planet, through its oceans and its landforms, through its rivers, through its ice, down through the earth, through the winds of its atmosphere, to the fire down below the earth, down into the core. Fuchsia and copper. Unity and communion. Union and becoming unified. Constant motion of becoming one. Stand by also for the transmission of the ray of peace, Elohim. Calm the fears of Earth's inhabitants. To soothe their stress and anxiety. So that their minds might be quiet and they might hear the voice of their spirit, the promptings of their spirit, of their essence, and operate from that place rather than from the human fear. Now there will be a gate opening in the center of your sun. Galactic gate. And frequencies from galactic central will be coursing through. Funneled through the unified field, energetically making a beautiful aurora, rippling light as the galactic waves move through your collective unified field to bathe the planet in its supportive light, to infuse the planet and its inhabitants with pure knowledge, gnosis that comes from the central sun. You will perceive from this expansive place a gridwork, a network of light going all over the planet, horizontal and vertical lines. Only they're not straight like a Cartesian grid, but more organic. They make a rough grid. These trace out the ley lines of the Earth. I want you to know or sense or visualize directing this flow of energy coming through your collective unified field into these dreams, these ley lines, these planetary meridians, lighting them up with gold light. Merged with the fuchsia and the copper. with some of these lines of light, you'll see flares of light go up. These would be the points, the nexus points in the ley lines that act similarly to the acupressure or acupuncture points in the human meridian body. And you may observe or feel or sense that as you pulse this energy through, these nexus points, these thin points, light up and flare with light so that it looks like pillars of light shooting up all over the planet. Light of fuchsia, copper and gold. So that if you were to look from space clairvoyantly, the planet would look like a star with all of these different beams of light coming out of it. All of these distinct beams of light. Stand by two now for the planetary service group, the Uraeus group, to infuse these ley lines with the galactic flow. You will see how the spirits of the earth, the elemental, the devas, quicken, light up as this energy runs through the meridians of the planet, activating each of the different regions of the planet over the land and the sea, the highest mountain to the airs that circulate it, to the fire beneath the mantle. The fire emerging from volcanoes all over the world. Now, shift your focus so that you're seeing another grid. This looks more like a classical Cartesian grid. It's more ordered, less chaotic in a way. This is the collective consciousness grid of the mind, the collective mind, the planet. Not just human minds, but all minds that are activated, cetaceans, animals, plants, devas, all of it. And now please stand by for a transmission of energy into the collective consciousness, the energy of divine love. Golden green. And by for the energy of divine clarity, intense blue, deep, bright blue, cobalt blue, indigo. The energy of divine peace, shimmering like the inside of an abalone shell, silver, all the colors of the rainbow, iridescent. Moving through the collective consciousness grids, supported by the galactic stream of energy from the central sun. Stabilizing the electromagnetic field of the Earth. Silver ray of grace. Let go of the past and have a start in a fresh new moment of the present. Stand by for the mediation core to send energy in to work with the psycho-spiritual health of the beings on the planet. To repair any tears in the dimensional fabric that may be there. To strengthen the physical's tie to the infinite. Now each of you will feel in your unified field a sensation of a great presence coming to the front of it, moving to the sides of it where you're connected to each other, behind you, above you, and below you. And the one that stands with you in the center. These are seven celestial energies that you might call archangels that are here to help steady the work. And to infuse it with the strength and energy of the upper dimensions. To strengthen the links between the physical and the other planes that vibrate around it, in it, throughout it. The dimensions aren't a place, but a zone of consciousness. Each are their own arena of existence and exist for their own purpose. And all coexist simultaneously, as you exist simultaneously on earth as it is in heaven, world without end. support beneath you, inspiration above you, stability around you and through you. Each one of you, the center of your unified field, is the center of the universe. Feel your heart chakras expand to include yourself in all dimensions. From the fragment of your essence to the vastness of your energy ring, touching God, Source, Tao, all that is. Activating the spark of divinity within you and your access to the divine plan that you created for yourself for this lifetime. Many of you may have been feeling a stirring within you, the purpose you came into the body this time. Try to silence your mind and hear the voice of your own inner self. If not the voice, knowing. Of who you are. And what gifts you came here to bring. To share with everyone here. In the earth. And in the heavens. Allow your own hearts to open so that you can feel the love you have for this earth, for the bodies and lives that allow you to experience it, for the endless gifts that will be eagerly provided and given to you if only you open your hand and heart to receive them. As you move into another eventful year, remember who you are. When you hear distressing news, remember that you are part of the divine answer to address these imbalances, and that you do so by bringing a specific aspect of divinity into play on the physical plane. In a very real sense, all you had to do was show up. The fact that you're working your energy fields to open to more and more of that upper dimensional energy just makes you that much more effective. As a conscious co-creator with spirit, it allows your influence, your spirit's influence, to be that much greater on the physical plane. Now you will feel gently the archangels surrounding you withdraw, the energy streaming through your collective unified field will flow to a trickle, And then you may separate your unified field from the whole or hang out in the unity as you wish. Thank you for your service and for your continued service in this year. We come as always on love. And offer it to you freely. And eagerly receive yours as well, should you choose to give it. Thank you.